Welcome to Roadside Attraction, December 2018.
Turn off, tune out, drop by.
From Night Circus by Aaron Morgenstern. You are not destined or chosen. I wish I could tell you that you were, if that would make it easier, but it's not true. But you are in the right place at the right time. And you care enough to do what needs to be done. Sometimes that's enough.
And then sometimes you find yourself at the entrance to Roadside Attraction. When that happens, you can become disoriented, frightened, offended, or uncurious. And then you can turn right around to return to a familiar life of quiet desperation. That's okay. Or you can come on in. Admission is free. Exits are clearly marked. We've got stories and songs, comedy and camaraderie, a giant ball of twine, a 2,000-pound groundhog, that's me, and the last really tough-minded thinking for 200 miles. See the man who stands head and shoulders above most of mankind. That's Mark Jeffers.
Now, at the turn of the century, Americans had an average attention span of 12 seconds. Now, maybe TV caused that, but certainly television and most media play to it. Now, since the turn of the century, we've gone out of the TV era into the internet age, on further into Net 2.0, then onto phones and social media. Now, our average attention span is 8 seconds. Now, to put that in perspective, consider that a goldfish has an attention span of 9 seconds. Are we going in the right direction? Now, Rich Reuter has a longer attention span than most, and more perspective, too. He knows songs that have been around 100 years, and he can hold a cool, clear note longer than most people can hold a thought in their brain.
Well, all the bad girls smoke cigarettes, and it's been years since I've had one I didn't regret. But I'll take either to comfort me, to take the edge off the way I feel. Everything's changing, falling apart. I wanna scream, where do I start? Nothing's better than it used to be. Nothing's simple, and it's wearing on me. Everywhere you go, everybody's pissed. Don't say nothing, they'll put you on a list. We choose our sides, we choose our facts. And just shadow boxing, we do the collapse. Everything's changing, falling apart. I wanna scream, where do I start? Nothing's better than it used to be. Nothing simple, and it's wearing on me. I had a woman, she shared my home. Didn't pay attention, now I'm alone. I can't blame anyone, and I can't blame time. Now she's a good friend, but she's not mine. Everything's changing, falling apart. I wanna scream, do I start? Nothing's better than it used to be. Nothing simple, and it's wearing on me. Ain't nothing to do now but keep going on and try to be decent, try to have some fun. Keep an open mind and a forgiving heart. Try to come together instead of falling apart. Try to live together instead of falling apart.
Rich Reuter, everybody. Now, Rich, that was a real pretty song, man. What's it called?
Falling Apart.
And where'd you come by that tune?
The last 2 years have been terrible.
Okay.
Not entirely, but yeah, it's been a rough couple of years, and that's the kind of song documenting that a little bit.
That was great, man. Thank you.
You're listening to Roadside Attraction, brought to you by Weegaard's Towing and Repair. If it's broke, we'll come and get it and try to fix it. And by...
The packing plant by the river. Our hot dogs taste like catfish liver.
Still the customers come.
God love them, they're dumb.
Through the open doors to the killing floors. Well, it's a ding, dang, dong. Gimme Dimmy Jean.
Hi, y'all know me. I'm Dimmy Jean. Worked down at the packing plant by the river. But hey, just because I work at the packing plant by the river, that don't make me no better than you. Why, shoot, we're all scrapping and scraping now that America's great again. And that means we're all looking for a good buy on food. But look at here. Down at the packing plant, I found it. It was right under my feet. We are literally ankle deep in the answer to everybody's problems. So we just scooped it right up and put it through our meatpacking preparation protocol. Say, everybody knows the best way to buy is to buy in bulk. And there ain't nothing bulkier than a 55-gallon drum. So that's what I'm here to talk to you about tonight. Dimmy Jean's hamburger in a drum. That's right. 55 gallons of ground-up meat that comes in four delicious flavors. Gluten-added. You know that? You know how that gluten-free stuff tastes like something's missing? Well, we just add that right back into this. Number two is red dye number two, and you can actually taste the carcinogens. Third kind of thing is genetically modified, and we think it might even modify your genes. We don't know. And then there's fourth one, which is my favorite, nacho cheese. And at only $1,499.95 delivered, it's got the best resale value of any pre-digested food on the market today. So, next time you're looking for a good buy on food, stop on down to the packing plant. Come to the back door. Come to the killing floor. Your pocketbook's going to be glad you did. And don't forget, it always pays to be fooled by cheap imitations. Make America eat meat again.
Gimme Dimmy. Gimme Dimmy.
Now see, this is what I mean. And we live in a knowledge-based economy, but there are plenty of things out there that, well, you just really shouldn't know about. Now, maybe we just need better aspirations. Now, if we lived in a wisdom-based economy, there wouldn't be any hamburger in a drum.
Here at Roadside Attraction, we practice mental contortion, prestidigitation, magical misdirection, and disillusion. It's all powered by words. So when we say attraction, we're not always talking about a sideshow. Sometimes we're talking about a force of nature.
Well, that attractive force, it works very, very well. And it brought us Charles Hartman and the band Old News. How you doing, Charles?
I'm excellent. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. Who'd you bring with you today?
Everyone.
Everyone.
I brought them all. Got my friend Chris Blank back here. Yeah. Hey. Rich Reuter behind
me.
He writes a pretty good song himself. And my friend back here, Eric Wright.
All right. we know why we're here. We're a way station. Everyone is going so fast, so relentlessly. They all bought into the idea that making the journey is better than reaching the destination. Now, we just offer a rest area where people can come to reconsider that idea. Tune in to another message. Now, we spoke earlier about the power of words. Here, then, are words about the power of a pause.
I wrote this after kind of a bad spell, bad time, hard time, and I gave myself a little piece of advice. It's called point of view. I need to complain that I am tired. I am tired of almost everything, but mostly of myself. Not only that, I'm tired of being tired. I am fatigued. Some days keeping my own company is like dragging round a bag of rocks. I sympathize with Sisyphus. His endless uphill battle with a single rock, his one leg levering like a house jack while the other works his brace, and at the top, he's not achieved a thing. It makes me weary to think of it. But what, I wonder, does he do when he achieves the summit? Does he never pause, take in the view, smoke a fag and drink some tea, converse with other pushers of the rocks? And while the damn thing rolls back down, can he not stroll, enjoy the sun? Mm-hmm. Nepali Sherpas, schlepping trekkers' loads, turn toward the view and rest their burdens on a hewn out ledge, enjoy the company of their gods, a smoke, and make up ribald verses. The trekkers plant their hands upon their knees and heave for breath and drink their dust.
Attention, you don't want to miss this.
Now, one of the attractions at the roadside attraction is the Oracle's booth. Inside of that, you'll find Sharon Lane.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I would have been here anyhow, whether there'd been an invitation or not, because that's just the kind of gal that I am. So here I am, and I've been listening to these wise words in this digitalis type, is that a word? Yes, I think it's a medication, world we live in. Putting your phones down, turning the television off, turning your music a little louder, which may require your phone or the television or the computer. And I was thinking there's something that lays heavy on my mind that I want to bring out and talk about. And it fits right in because this happened many years ago and I have not recovered since, although I enjoyed it to a certain degree. We all did. But there was a time where every single rooster had a job. Next thing you know, they're put out of business. There for a while, you could see them on the street corners hanging out smoking cigarettes. But these roosters just didn't know what to do when their main job was taken away from them. And I feel sorry for every rooster that I see, which I don't really see that many because I live in the city, but I pretend like I see them when I want to. And God knows that I might see them anyhow on certain occasions. So I think about these roosters, and I wrote this song that I want to share with you that goes right with this evening. And the name of this song is Unemployed Roosters. It took me a long time to come up with that title.
Thank you.
The sun is rising. And the rooster forgot to crow. I said, wait a minute, Mr. Rooster. Can you tell me what's wrong? He said, people don't put me out of work. Well, it happened such a long time ago. And I ain't got me no reason that's gonna make me wanna crow. Well, it used to be such a proud old rooster, yeah. Well, he could crow for days. He kept his barnyard looking good. He kept it fine in every way. Rooster appreciates that applause. Thank you so much. In a time gone by, that was much, I think, much more gentle in its way, much easier to live with ourselves in the midst of everything. In the blue biscuit evening, I swallow deep the light blue fragments of June. I smell the wisdom of jasmine wrapping ocean salt around me. Sweet moths flicker around an old lamp on the porch. Agitated dance moves learned from their nature. I feel your blue-black words from long ago pierce my heart as if it were yesterday said. I've learned to keep those words on a shelf somewhere between my heart and stomach. Maybe I'll sleep on the porch and rise to the mystical gray-blue calling of another day, wondering about you. I hope, no, pray, that heaven is true and you have a bungalow that is painted the perfect shade of blue.
Now, I believe the phrase force of nature was used earlier in the show, and Sharon Lane is proof of concept. Thank you, Sharon.
You're listening to Roadside Attraction, recorded live at Yellow Cab Tavern in Dayton, Ohio. Maybe you think this is flyover country, but hey, this is where people learn how to fly.
Now, the house band so far tonight has brought nice colors to the background, but now we're going to bring them to the foreground. Gentlemen.
Find a believer.
Shh. shall you grieve nevermore. Take all the suffering and throw it through the door. Release the pain. Embrace the glory of another day. Gonna walk in the sunshine. Gonna hold your head up high. Gonna walk in the sunshine. Just sleep like a baby child, far from the runaway train you were on. You should stay. Gonna walk in the sunshine. Gonna hold your head up high. Gonna walk in the sunshine. Take your place, your world to see. Shangri-La poets are more than skin deep. Live your life, how free you are. The past shall not hold you another moment more. Gonna walk in the sunshine. Gonna hold your head up high. Gonna walk in the sunshine.
All right. Thanks a lot, everyone. We're Mini Bingo and the House Band.
All right. Hey, do you wanna introduce the band?
We can do that. We got Eric Reith on percussion here. Marcia Cornwell on bass.
Yeah.
Red Bumgardner on guitar. Rich Ruder on guitar. What's her name? I forget her name.
Hannah Pietrangelo on vocals.
Yeah. Chris Blank on vocals and percussion. And we have a special guest again, Sharon Lanes on vocals here. So. All right, this is a nasty bingo song called When I Die. Okay.
die, I'm going to the mountain. When I die, I'm going to the mountain. When I die, I'm going to the mountain. Well, I'm gonna lay my suffering on the floor. I won't feel no pain. I won't feel no pain. I won't feel no pain. I will rise above it all. All my fears will be gone. All of my fears will be gone. All of my fears will be gone. I would stare in the lion's eye. And this old world been putting me down since the day that I was born. And when I go, no man around can keep me from my door. When I die, I'm going to the mountain. When I die, I'm going to the mountain. When I die, I'm going to the mountain. Well, I'm gonna lay my suffering on the floor.
Keep me.
Thank you. Now, folks, just up the road, a little further down the road, and coming right up from just a while back is a place called Charleville. Now, we're going to drop by there now and also then. Scott Millsop is reporting from Charleville.
The Charleville Report. Observations and overheard conversations, reliable reporting on events both real and imagined. Welcome to Charleville. That's what it says on a sign on the side of Suds, the laundromat at one end of town on a road that leads out to the country. But it's not the official sign. The official sign on that raggedy old road says Charlestown Town Limit, and it incorrectly lists the town's population. The unofficial sign is painted in cheery colors over cinder block, and it's fading, just like the town of Charleville's fading, little by little, for a long time. The official sign is covered in brush and so worn out it should be unofficial, but it's municipal property, I suppose. It's metal, and it still has a couple of rusty .22 caliber bullet holes that someone has shot there on the way out of town about 30 years ago. I'm not going to say who shot them there, and I'm certainly not proud of it anymore. I just wanted you to see both sides of town. I've come back to Charlestown after an extended episode of career advancement, and it's just like a dream come true. Problem is that the dream that seems to have come true is not a daydream, not a moment of wishful thinking suddenly made real. It's more of a disturbing, disruptive dream that moves too fast and shifts scenes wildly, a scene that doesn't recognize regular time and ordinary space. A lot of people seem to be having this experience. I think it has something to do with smartphones. Sometimes I'm in the dream, and sometimes I'm the observer. That's how the reporting will work. It's weird to be back again, but I've come and gone from Charleville before. Lord knows I thought I escaped, but here I am again. Even if you've never been here before, I'll bet you'll feel right at home before long, and I'll be happy to show you around. Charleville is just like a neighborhood that you used to live in, but one that you don't visit much anymore. The cracks in the sidewalk will probably seem familiar. The variety store in the middle of downtown smells exactly the same as it did the last time you were there. The aromas of chocolate, licorice, and peanut brittle from the candy counter will still meet you at the door, even though you can't go in the door, because the variety store closed about 5 years ago after being open for generations, and nothing has come in to replace it. Most of the people here have the sort of face you think you used to know or a laugh you haven't heard in quite a while. A few of the townsfolk have a certain je ne sais quoi, a quality that makes you want to grab them by the throat and choke them. More than a few have a way of walking that either arouses your ambition or breaks your heart, or both, depending on what sort of person you are. I'll introduce you. But I don't want you to get the idea that everything is old and backwards here. On the contrary, 25 years ago, we got left turn arrows on our stoplight. 15 years ago, a developer built a huge office complex just outside of town, and people from the city who worked there wound up moving here. The Charlestown Greenway is 11 years old now. It looks just like a quaint downtown in a small town, but really it's just a shopping center. The actual downtown in Charleville is mostly boarded up shops. But every sort of hamburger you could ever want is for sale on a busy street that used to be a bumpy back road. Our population has tripled twice in 20 years, and not everybody's happy about it. There are plenty of ticked off Charlies in Charlestown. And the fact that their property values have quadrupled intoxicates them, but it doesn't cheer them up. Sometimes they sit down at Big Charlie's Tavern and talk about the fact that they'd move away in a minute, except for the fact that they guess that every town that was like Charleville was, now is like Charleville is now. That's not really true, but it is generally true. And for a lot of us Charlies, some sort of general truth is just what we want the most. Besides, the hamburgers at Big Charlie's are much better than anything they sell out by the Charlestown Greenway. And there's a mystery history there that nobody talks about. The longtime townsfolk know that, but we don't tell the condo crowd or the McMansion types, the newcomers. We just look at them out the side of our eye when they come in the tavern. But I know these Charlies from way back, so you'll be okay as long as you're with me at first. I start my new job tomorrow. I'm going to reopen the Charlieville barbershop. It closed when my Uncle Mac died. He left it to me along with the four-story building above it. People who live in the building have been living rent-free while courts and lawyers are required to file documents and nobody knew who to pay. That's okay. We'll let it slide. Everybody should catch a break now and then. It's settled now and we'll start over. I'm not a barber, so there won't be any haircuts in the barber shop, but I plan to hang out there and I welcome your company. We also don't do perms or manicures, but ladies are welcome. I've been test marketing the idea of this on myself for a while now, and the preliminary data suggests that I will like it for a while. My last job was director of marketing for the Future Works, a web services company that got into the internet business early, back when we all believed in the future. I pushed that along. And then a bigger company acquired us, and then I got reorganized along with the rest of the team. And we'll talk some more about that as we go along. My new job hanging around a barbershop will not look good on my resume, but I'm really looking forward to it. I will probably have to do something contemporary just because of momentum. I'm hoping to be an influencer or maybe a social media butterfly. I'll come up with some side hustle. Maybe I'll drive for Uber. Or hell, maybe I'll just retire. Barbershop faces west across the park, and I will get to see the sun go down every day. I don't remember the last time I watched the sun go down. I've been busy. I produced. I innovated. I disrupted. I made tough decisions, and I compromised my principles repeatedly. I've got a very clean late-model German sports car for sale, all options, silver-gray exterior, tan leather interior. If you'd like to take it for a drive, drop out by the Charlieville Barbershop. It'll be parked out front. And I forgot to tell you about the most important thing about Charlieville. The most important thing is that it doesn't exist. It's just a fictitious suburb of a fictitious city. Remember that. The reason that's so important is that as long as I say it's fictitious, even if it's real, I can tell you what actually happens here without having to apologize to people or hire some condo lawyer to defend me. Anyway, I gotta go. I recall a swing set on a hilltop facing west, overlooking a park. It'll be sundown soon.
Okay, that's enough. Everybody back on the road. Now there's a quota to make. It's the end of the quarter. Now if we all work together, if we all make a personal commitment, if we all work until we can't experience joy anymore, we'll be able to hit that 4% growth rate. Booyah! Or we could just hang out here. It's your call. Turn off, tune out, drop by.
Our guide has gone. The program is ending. And when it ends, it often just starts again. Apparently, the entire universe does that. You can adjust your settings. A special thank you to the Yellow Cab Tavern for hosting the IRL version of Roadside Attraction, and to Tara Moore. See Tara for beer and pretzels. Do so frequently. Mark Jeffers is our coach and reference point. Thank you, Mark. Windsor Nuts is our musical director, stage manager, sound tech, and moral compass. Our featured performers today were the great Sharon Lane, players from Mini Bingo, Matt Byansky, and Red. Old news, they are Charles Hartman, Eric Wright, Marcia Cornwell, Chris Blank, Rick Reuter, and Hannah Pietrangelo. Just imagine the possibilities. I know we will. Scott Millsop was Dimmy Jean, and he filed a report from Charlieville. He also wrote and produced the show. Scott Summit provided know-how and notions. Paula Unrau offered good advice to Sisyphus, and it'll work for you too. Jeff Opp set up the sound. He makes it all possible. It's difficult to overstate that. Charlie Parker brought us lights and sound and photography for the website, which we'll publish soon. And most importantly, post-production services. He is Visitor 29. I'm Millsap, the voice of the 2,000-pound groundhog. Roadside Attraction is an AHA production.
Yes, it is.